Life is supposed to imitate art, or is it the other way around? Anyway, commentator Alex Shakar was dismayed to find recently that the art being imitated was his.
A year ago, my novel The Savage Girl came out. It features two sisters, an art student turned trend spotter and a fashion model turned schizophrenic. They get sucked into an effort to market a diabolical new product called Diet Water. The chief marketer explains to one of them, "Think about it. Water is fattening. Not literally, of course. I mean, it doesn't contain or produce fat. But still, it does keep those dieters from losing as much weight as they could, right? Because the water is retained. I mean, how often have you heard women complain about water retention? How much heavier it makes them? How bloated it makes them feel? But won't people be thirsty?" a bystander asks. "No problem," he replies. "They'll buy more. They can drink all they want, guilt-free." I came up with this idea of diet water for the book years ago, way back when the only altered water products were tonic and club soda, and I almost didn't use it because it seemed just too over the top, just too cynical even as a joke. But the eerie logic of it continued to haunt me. Here was the perfect product for a nation of increasingly befuddled over-consumers. We would drink more in the hope that we were consuming less, imagining ourselves lighter and purer with every gulp. Then, after I finished writing The Savage Girl, I noticed a quiet, creepy revolution going on in the nation's beverage aisles. Every few weeks, I'd spot something new. First, there was caffeine water. Then came nicotine water. Then vitamin water, smart water, and fruit water. Then soy water, which gave you extra protein in case you weren't getting enough from your food, and oxygen water, which gave you extra oxygen in case you weren't getting enough from the air. By the time the novel came out, Frankenwaters were on the rise. People turned to these altered water drinks as a purer alternative to soft drinks, and companies responded by beefing up their waters with more and more helpful ingredients, making altered waters more like the dehydrating, calorie-laden soft drinks they aspired to replace. Sure, we wanted purity, but we might as well get some other good stuff in there while we were at it. I waited with a combination of excitement and dread, knowing it couldn't be long now before my little cultural nightmare came to pass. It was impossible, twisted beyond belief, and inevitable. And sure enough, this summer in an LA convenience store, I picked a water bottle out of a bin to find the words "fat-free" in big red letters over a yellow starburst. Then, last month, a friend brought a bottle labeled Diet Tonic Water along with some gin to my weekly poker game. And finally, last week in my grocery store, it appeared, nestled inconspicuously in the ranks of its altered water brethren, Skinny Water, a true diet water drink containing a liquefied appetite suppressant. Here it was, the most scathing, outrageous joke about consumerism my feverish imagination could muster, come to life. And the weirdest thing about it was how normal it seemed, it and all these other weird waters. I struggled to recall that hopelessly impure world we must have lived in before they'd gotten here. The effort made my overloaded brain begin to hurt. Well, maybe, I thought, to get it working properly again, I could pick up a bottle of smart water. I could drink it on my way home, and it would help me understand how it came to be that as our hapless waistlines continue to expand, as our shelves fill with products and our minds with fog, our every purchase screams out that we want less. We want it now, and we're willing to pay a premium.
Alex Shakar is the author of the novel The Savage Girl.